In his chapter 7 on the principle of leadership in The Open Society and Its Enemies, volume 1, The Spell of Plato, Karl Popper said, quote, "There is another distinction within the field of political problems corresponding to that between persons and institutions. It's the one between the problems of the day and the problems of the future. While the problems of the day are largely personal, the building of the future must necessarily be institutional. If the political problem is approached by asking who should rule, and if Plato's principle of leadership is adopted, that is to say, the principle that the best should rule, then the problem of the future must take the form of designing institutions for the selection of future leaders." This is one of the most important problems in Plato's theory of education. In approaching it, I do not hesitate to say that Plato utterly corrupted and confused the theory and practice of education by linking it up with his theory of leadership. The damage done is, if possible, even greater than that inflicted upon ethics by the identification of collectivism with altruism, and upon political theory by the introduction of the principle of sovereignty. Plato's assumption that it should be the task of education, or more precisely, of the educational institutions, to select the future leaders and to train them for leadership is still largely taken for granted. But burdening these institutions with a task which must go beyond the scope of any institution, Plato is partly responsible for their deplorable state, and my interjection, he's acknowledging implicitly, because these institutions didn't get that way by magic, century after century after century. He's acknowledging implicitly the existence, the hidden presence of Plato's tribe, who do the bidding of their master as the living dead their Dracula, gone but not gone for millennia. Continuing. The institution which, according to Plato, has to look after the future leaders can be described as the educational department of the state. And again, an interjection. So, it's no mystery power's attack on public education. Controlling the messages that reach our children's ears is, for power, basic. Their very survival depends on it. Continuing. The institution which, according to Plato, has to look after the future leaders can be described as the educational department of the state. It is, from a purely political point of view, by far the most important institution within Plato's society, and arguably our own. The dynamics of it haven't changed. Plato analyzed the situation correctly, which is why we don't get to talk about Alice Miller. It holds the keys, the institution of education. It holds the keys to power. For this reason alone, it should be clear that at least the higher grades of education, and I'm still quoting Karl Popper, are to be directly controlled by the rulers. But there are some additional reasons for this. The most important is that only the expert and the man of proven probity, quote unquote, as Crossman puts it, which in Plato's view means only the very wisest adepts, that is to say the rulers themselves, can be entrusted with the final initiation of the future sages into the higher mysteries of wisdom. This holds, above all, for dialectics, i.e. the art of intellectual intuition, of visualizing the divine originals, the forms or ideas, of unveiling the great mystery behind the common man's everyday world of appearances, unquote. I believe this is a quite accurate description of the so-called ruler's self-justification. How else excuse a mindset so misanthropic and so arrogant? Imagine setting this whole thing up, this false frozen world of class, forcing us to endure it, to endure the insanity of it, feeling this is wrong, this is inauthentic, and then constructing in their minds the excuse that they have this God-like mission. They construct the falseness and then tell us it's a world of appearances only while they reveal the divine original. Their mind gets to be incarnated in the world. What an ego trip, huh?